This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 19. Fire and Stones. Our reading comes from 1 Kings chapter 18. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, "Fill 4 large jars with water, and pour it on the offering, and on the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it a third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" When our oldest son was in grade 2, every student was given a topic to study in depth for the whole school year. His teacher assigned him the topic, Rocks and Gems. Immediately, he began collecting rocks. Soon, there were little piles of rocks everywhere. Whenever I tried to thin out the collection, he noticed right away. Today, there are still little collections of rocks all over our house. Our son's fascination with rocks was partly that they were indestructible and invincible. They weren't like other toys that could be broken. Rocks were permanent. This is why stones are used for so many purposes. They're durable, and they can be used to build structures that will last a long time. So can you imagine the astonishment of all the witnesses when Elijah called out to the living God, and the God of heaven and earth responded by sending down fire that didn't just burn up the sacrifice on the altar, but also consumed the wood, the stones, the soil, and the water? What extraordinary power God demonstrated. That's why the people cried out, "The Lord, He is God!" Without a doubt, the one who created the creatures, wood, stones, soil, and water, can also show that there is nothing He cannot do. And whatever God chooses to do ultimately points to His authority over all things. Pray with me. God, You are the Lord of heaven and earth. We are in awe of Your power. May Your kingdom continue to come here on earth and open our eyes to see You. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.